Good evening. I'm Deborah Capwell, and I live in Belfast. And I'm here to express my unease and discomfort regarding the salmon farm proposal for a number of reasons, which other people I'm sure will talk about. But what I wanted to mention specifically was that in thinking about this, it came to me that there's a difference between an idea and a plan. Okay, many ideas can be considered when brainstorming from wacko impossibilities to eminently reasonable. They don't need any support from factual information. You don't need to answer questions like, what are you going to feed the fish? And that's okay. But if one decides to go ahead with an idea and form a plan, that's where the work begins. That's when one needs to have good answers to the many questions that arise. From what I've heard so far from Nordic Aquafarms, they have so far not engaged in this process. So if they don't have answers to the important questions that have been raised, how can we evaluate their proposal? In my view, it isn't really a plan at all. It's an idea. Now, what has this to do with zoning? It has everything to do with zoning. As I understand it, zoning is the way a community can control and direct growth. It's an important tool for maintaining balance between the many needs and wishes of those who live in the area. It's one of the ways in which a community can exercise wise stewardship. The proposal is to change the zoning of this property specifically so that Nordic Aquafarms can proceed with a project that is completely out of scale with our small community, one with many questions that still need answers. Belfast will be out of balance and perhaps vulnerable to the effects of lack of due diligence. If we change the zoning now and they do go ahead, what will we lose? It will forever change the area around the Liverpool River. Belfast might gain some revenue, but what will we lose? We'll lose a place that enhances our well-being, a place where we go to recharge and renew ourselves, a place that is irreplaceable. I urge the council to allow more time to explore this proposal in greater depth before changing the zoning on this property.
You have 30 seconds.
Let me close with a quote from Henry David Thoreau. I trust that I shall never thus sell my birthright for a mess of pottage. Selling something for a mess of pottage isn't as common an expression as it used to be, but it is still used to mean giving away something valuable, though perhaps intangible, in exchange for immediate gratification. Thanks for your consideration.
Thank you.
Thanks for your comment.